The very first, curious stories of famous first-time events. Today's episode, The Ice Bowl. Good morning, this is your wake-up call. It's 7 a.m. and 13 degrees below zero. Wind chill factor, 46 below zero. Well, that was the call for the Green Bay Packers and the Dallas Cowboys on December 31, 1967, in the last NFL title game before the merger of the NFL and AFL, giving us the Super Bowl. On a day made for neither man nor beast, a championship game was played, and some say it was the best ever. Legendary NFL film announcer John Facenda opened the story on the frozen tundra that is Lambeau Field. An epic war of man's endurance began. Fans huddled together for warmth. The shuddering players hopped up and down on the frozen field. It came down to the last 2 minutes. The Cowboys led 17-14. With Vince Lombardi impervious to the cold, scowling from the sidelines, Bart Starr moved the Packers the length of the field. 13 seconds left on the Dallas one. Bob Lilly and the Cowboy linemen tried to dig in their cleats into the ice for traction. But Starr would not be stopped. He sneaked into the end zone, 21-17, and the Packers had their third straight NFL title. Several members of both teams, including Starr himself, had to be treated for frostbite and still suffered years later. Unforgettable images of the Ice Bowl, frozen in time. For more stories, visit www.theveryfirstbook.com.